You are going to listen to an interview about technical developments in the automotive industry. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, for each question, 1 to 6. Put a cross in the correct box. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Welcome to our weekly radio show about innovations. Today we are talking about developments in the automotive industry.
Robocars, also known as connected cars, are a new trend in the automotive industry. While having cars connected to the internet and to other cars around them might seem like a good idea, many people are worried that these connected cars are not safe and that they're an easy target for hackers. Today I'm talking with Mrs. Chung, who works for a company that provides security measures for cars. So, how many cars will be connected by 2020?
Well, there will be 250 million connected cars on the road by 2020.
Wow, that's a lot. But how safe are these connected cars? Have hackers tried to control connected cars yet?
No. But recently, scientists have shown that they can control a Tesla Model X via web and mobile phone. Actually, they took over the electronic control of the car's brakes, lights, and doors.
Ooh, it's quite terrifying that hackers can access a car's electronic system. Could more technology help to prevent hacks?
Well, it's quite simple. The more technology, the easier it is to hack, because you can't provide a 100% cyber-secure software. Once a system is online, hackers can get entry.
Oh, that's interesting. But are there any solutions to this problem?
Well, car manufacturers could separate functions so that, for example, the speed system is not electronically controlled and can't communicate with the transmission. But car manufacturers don't want to separate functions because it's too expensive to have separate systems. And it's not just the cost. Some of the systems can't work properly without communication within the car.
Well, are there already negative effects, like an increase in traffic deaths?
Generally, technology can improve a car's safety. But in 2018, there were more than 40,000 traffic deaths in the U.S. That's the third year in a row in which at least that many people died in vehicle crashes, according to new figures from the National Safety Council. This increase in traffic deaths cannot be directly linked to connected cars, of course. The increase is because of the sheer number of cars on the road. We're talking about 276.1 million registered vehicles for 2018. On the other hand, the increasing number of connected cars, or robocars, doesn't seem to be making traffic deaths go down either.
Well, that's an interesting topic. Thank you for giving us an insight into current developments in the automotive industry.
Well, thanks for having me. Bye.
Welcome to our weekly radio show about innovations. Today, we are talking about developments in the automotive industry.
Robocars, also known as connected cars, are a new trend in the automotive industry. While having cars connected to the internet and to other cars around them might seem like a good idea, many people are worried that these connected cars are not safe and that they're an easy target for hackers. Today I'm talking with Mrs. Chung, who works for a company that provides security measures for cars. So, how many cars will be connected by 2020?
Well, there will be 250 million connected cars on the road by 2020.
Wow, that's a lot. But how safe are these connected cars? Have hackers tried to control connected cars yet?
No. But recently, scientists have shown that they can control a Tesla Model X via web and mobile phone. Actually, they took over the electronic control of the car's brakes, lights, and doors.
Ooh, it's quite terrifying that hackers can access a car's electronic system. Could more technology help to prevent hacks?
Well, it's quite simple. The more technology, the easier it is to hack, because you can't provide a 100% cyber-secure software. Once a system is online, hackers can get entry.
Oh, that's interesting. But are there any solutions to this problem?
Well, car manufacturers could separate functions so that, for example, the speed system is not electronically controlled and can't communicate with the transmission. But car manufacturers don't want to separate functions because it's too expensive to have separate systems. And it's not just the cost. Some of the systems can't work properly without communication within the car.
Well, are there already negative effects, like an increase in traffic deaths?
Generally, technology can improve a car's safety. But in 2018, there were more than 40,000 traffic deaths in the U.S. That's the third year in a row in which at least that many people died in vehicle crashes, according to new figures from the National Safety Council. This increase in traffic deaths cannot be directly linked to connected cars, of course. The increase is because of the sheer number of cars on the road. We're talking about 276.1 million registered vehicles for 2018. On the other hand, the increasing number of connected cars, or robocars, doesn't seem to be making traffic deaths go down either.
Well, that's an interesting topic. Thank you for giving us an insight into current developments in the automotive industry.
Well, thanks for having me. Bye.